Welcome to Near Death Experience Podcast. I'm Chaz Hathaway. We're going to share today the near-death experience of Timothy from NDERF.org. He says, I just want to start off by saying I have a condition that causes my heart to shut down and almost stop beating. The condition has a very long name that starts with cardio and ends with syncope. When this happens, I have out-of-body or near-death experiences. I can't say it always happens, but I suspect I always have an experience, but I just don't remember all of them. I have recollection of 4 different experiences. My first episode of this was when I was age 17. I had just gotten my wisdom teeth out and was recovering at home. I got up to go to the bathroom. I heard 2 thuds, and then I was in another place. The place was made of love and light. There were robed beings of light that were taking care of me. My parents heard my body fall in the bathroom. They broke the door down and brought me back here. My mom told me that I was white as a ghost with no life in me at all. It really scared her. I didn't know what to make of the experience other than that I knew it was more real than real. I just tucked it away and went on with my life. My next experience happened at age 29. My stepson and I were on a 4-wheeler ATV. I was driving and he was on the back. We were going down a hill pretty fast, and I remember braking because we were going too fast to make the curve at the bottom of the hill. Something happened with the brakes because the next thing I remember was standing on the hillside. Beside me was the 4-wheeler turned upside down, and I saw myself lying face down underneath it. I didn't pay much attention to that scene because coming toward me from across the creek in front of me were 2 beautiful golden wispy glittering lights. The lights came, got on either side of me, and transformed into 2 beings. They were at least 8 feet tall, human-looking beings with pinkish fair skin and Dutch boy haircuts. One had straight platinum blonde hair, and the other had yellow hair with a bit of a wave to it. They both had white robes on. I was in awe. We went up very fast, and in the blink of an eye, we were in this wondrous place of brightly colored landscapes. There were beautiful plants and grass. All of this was alive, like they were conscious plants. That's the only way I can describe it. It was a place full of joy. Even the plants were happy. There was a white-walled city in the distance. There were some domed buildings on the other side of the wall. The 2 tall beings sat me down on a bench and told me I had to stay there until they were done talking to another very tall, slender male person with short dark hair and who was dressed in a dark one-piece outfit. When they came, I was told that I couldn't enter the city. I was devastated because I wanted to so badly to go into the city. I asked if I could come back here, and they replied, yes. They were very gentle and loving with me, but firm. Then I was sucked back into my body. I was underneath the 4-wheeler, and my stepson was trying to get it off me. I don't know how, but I raised up off the ground and threw the 4-wheeler off of me. It went tumbling down the hill. Fortunately, neither one of us was seriously hurt, but I was pretty sore and banged up. My stepson didn't have a scratch on him. Later, he told me that we slammed into the bank beside us, and he flew through the air and landed unharmed. I have to say that this experience profoundly affected me. I knew it was more real than real, and I couldn't stay there despite badly wanting to go back. I was angry and very sad for years, thinking that I may never go back there. I have had a lifetime of heart problems. As I'm writing this, I have survived 6 heart attacks, several stent replacements, a quadruple bypass, heart bypass, and I have a defibrillator pacemaker implant. I had a spell of tachycardia at work that prompted me being taken to the hospital. they performed a number of tests on me. What brought that on without success? In the process, it was the tilt table test in which they found out I had this cardiosyncope condition. I failed the test. But when I did, I left my body and found myself in a twisty, turning corridor. Above was this beautiful, multicolored light that was good and full of love. I was chasing it. I wanted the light so badly that all I could think about was to get to that light. As I was gaining on it, then all of a sudden, I pulled up out of there and was and above the area. I realized that it was a giant labyrinth. I was sucked back into my body on the table. I opened my eyes. The doctors were asking how I was. They told me I had failed the test in the worst way they had ever seen. All I could think about was how furious I was to be back here. I just didn't want to be here. My next and last near-death experience was the most profound experience ever. I had been having severe abdominal pain, so much so that I had to go to the emergency room a couple of times. Then one morning I woke to the severe abdominal pain. It was worse due to severe diarrhea and dehydration that was life-threatening. My condition triggered a syncope episode that would not stop. I was fighting to hold on to consciousness. It was so bad that my wife, at the time, had called 911 and a squad of first responders were on the way. I fought to stay conscious until they could get here. They took me out of the bathroom on some kind of wheelchair. They wheeled me to the gurney and asked me to stand up and get on it. I told them I couldn't stand, so they said they would help me. They got on both sides of me and helped me to stand. I found out later that my body had fallen to the ground, my eyes were wide open, and my mouth was making gurgling sound. Yet I was instantly in this place of golden light and pure love. I was standing in this area of light without boundaries. The love was incredible. I saw a group of people made of light. I wondered who they were. As soon as I thought that, they instantly came to me. There were about a dozen people, and two of them came closer to me. One of the people was a beautiful woman with auburn hair. She was dressed in a white robe and radiated light from her being. She was powerful, in charge, but full of love. The love surrounded us, and it was in us. We were all connected in the love light. We began to communicate with each other. Instantly, I knew all about her, and she knew all about me. Then I realized that I was home. I knew everyone, and they knew me. I'm crying as I write this. Every time I think about it, it makes me cry. This woman was my grandmother, and the male that was with her was my dad. It was not so much them as I knew on Earth, but who they really are. They were beings I've known for eternity. They loved me so much, and I them. I realized this as where I'm from and where we're all from. I remember that part of me has been away here on Earth at school. They were so glad that I was back. They admired me so much for being gone. I knew so much instantly that I don't remember any more at this time. I can only speculate that I can't know it in the physical state I'm in now. There was a flood of information, images, and knowledge. I inquired about Jesus. The answer came instantly. He is who he says he is, and he's coming back. I inquired when. I got the answer, soon. I was under the impression that they didn't know exactly either, but they were excited about it. I kept getting a vision of an old farmhouse. It was dear to me, but I don't know why. I learned that we come here to Earth many, many times. I pretty much knew there were other places besides Earth. We come to Earth to learn to grow up. We learn far more here than we can there. the pain and joy that we suffer here teaches us so much about love and goodness by experiencing the lack of it, it's a powerful lesson we have to learn. I was informed that I was going to be here, or that I was going to be there until they got my body fixed enough to where I could inhabit it again. I was devastated again. I didn't want to go back, but I had to go back. They laid me down in my body, and the woman reached in to kiss me. I was suddenly pulled away and left with one final message: trust in the Lord. I was sucked back into my body. My stepson was standing over me and shaking me, yelling, "Dad! Dad!" I was in considerable distress. They had my feet above my head, and I couldn't get and they couldn't get a blood pressure reading, and my heart rate was 30 beats per minute. They ended up airlifting me to another hospital where I spent several more days. I'm missing some days. I have no memory of them. Years later, I was in Tennessee with my mom, dad, and sister. We got in the country and pulled into a drive to turn around. There in front of me was the farmhouse from my near-death experience. The house was exactly the way I saw it. And I haven't told very many people, but that beautiful auburn hair woman, who was once my grandmother, is now my granddaughter. It's just something that I know. When I say inquired, that's just the way I can relate to the situation. It was as if I was connected to a part of a vast wealth of knowledge. I was able to access this when the woman in my last near-death experience came in direct contact with me. Everything I wrote down is pretty much what I know I can recall. I can say that when I hear people talk on the subject of life and the subject of why we're here, my soul resonates when I hear the truth. I just know it's the truth. It's more of a subconscious thing. When I came back from my last near-death experience, I was in poor physical condition. I don't remember much about my stay in the hospital. I didn't remember everything about my near-death experience like I do now. My memories came back to me a little at a time. I don't pretend to know it all or have any great wisdom. I just know at the time of my near-death experience, I was connected to something that I was all-knowing, and I was able to bring back just bits and pieces with me. I know there was so much more. I liken it to a person with amnesia who suddenly wakes up and realizes who he is, but then loses it again, yet was able to keep a little bit of it. Actually, my writing my experiences down on your site helped bring it all back to me. I guess I've repressed it because when I think about it, I don't want to be here. To be honest, I've been brokenhearted about being taken away from here. I know I'm here for a reason, and I'll get to go back home when I'm done here. It's just that I miss it so much that it sometimes makes my life here harder than it probably would be had I not been back home and had come back here and had to come back here. Part of me wishes I didn't remember any of it. I wished I would have dug deeper into information I had at my disposal, but I was just so overwhelmed with joy throughout the whole experience. I felt overwhelming love, peace, and a sense of relief and extreme joy were common denominators in all my experiences. It's hard to have had that and then have it taken away. From time to time, I'm still visited by the presence of that love. It covers me and consoles me and helps me to continue on my journey here. I know who Jesus claimed he was from the Bible. He claimed he was the Son of God. The answer I got confirmed what I already knew as a Christian. It was a confirmation that he's coming back to earth. The energy I felt was excitement. The other side is waiting with anticipation for this to happen. I understood that it's going to be a marvelous event. Then the woman held up her hands and put them together, interlocking her fingers, much like a quarterback does when he's calling for a huddle. I understood that to mean that these two realms, here and there, are going to be one. I felt a sense of excitement and wonderfulness. I asked when this would happen, and all I got was, soon. They didn't know exactly when. That's when I felt like they came over the top of me as if I were lying down. She reached in to kiss me, and I was rapidly pulled away, almost like I was going down a drain. I heard an audible voice that kept telling me to trust in the Lord. The Lord, to me, is Jesus Christ. I felt myself being sucked back into my body. That's how I describe it. Think of a vacuum cleaner at a car wash, how it sucks air, but when it encounters something large, it plugs up the airflow with a thud. It's like a jolt. It's like that when I come back, every time. Reincarnation was something I just knew. Other schools of learning existed, but I can't say if I had been to one or not. I knew this wasn't my first time here on Earth. I knew I was much older and part of something big, way bigger than myself on Earth. I know that we are immortal beings having to live successive mortal lives, but I don't know why, other than to learn and grow. I know this school will come to an end with the return of Jesus. I feel like there is more, but I never got that information. I'm not supposed to remember it, or I'm not supposed to remember it. I wished I could make more sense of my experiences. In all of my NDEs, I really wasn't given any instruction other than to trust in the Lord. Talking to you about this and writing it down has brought my experiences back to me. I was really hesitant to do this, but I'm not in the best of health. On top of the heart condition I have, I've survived 6 heart attacks. One was massive and another was major. I have several stents, and I've had a quadruple bypass, and I have a pacemaker defibrillator implant. The bypass surgery is approaching 10 years out. That is about how long it's good for. I've already had to have one of my bypasses stented, so I know I've probably not got a lot longer to be here. It's hard to remember my experiences because it just reminds me how good it was. Honestly, I've probably went through some of the worst times of my life since my last experience. I guess I just want to have a record of it before I leave here. Maybe it will help somebody. And that is the end of Timothy's experience. Very interesting, very interesting. He has obviously been through a lot and has experienced several near-death experiences, and they sound very consistent. The beings of light and the going to the bright colored landscape, seeing his grandmother and so forth. There's definitely an idea of reincarnation in this, and while I'm not a subscriber to the idea of reincarnation, I can't deny what they're experiencing. I mean, clearly there's something to that, whatever that is. And it's very interesting to hear the accounts about it and how he feels like he'd been here many times. It's also interesting what he says about the old farmhouse. He is getting this vision or memory or something of this old farmhouse, and he didn't know why, but then when he sees it, he realizes that's the one he's been seeing. And he doesn't seem to try to speculate about why that is. There seems to be a hint of the idea that he'd been on Earth before and was familiar with that farmhouse from a previous experience on Earth, but he doesn't really spell it out very clearly, but it's very interesting. I'm also interested in what he says about Jesus Christ, that he's told by the beings that he is who he says he is, and also that he's coming back to Earth. And the only response when he asks them, when's it going to happen? They reply, soon. And I like how he says that the one with the auburn hair, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's who he said was his grandmother, brings her hands together and links her interlocks her fingers and communicates that the two worlds, our world and that spirit world, will be one. And how cool is that? And when he asks when, they say soon. And he's under the impression that they don't exactly know either, but that it will be soon. So very interesting, very beautiful experience. So if you would like to support the podcast, it would genuinely really help a lot if you can. If you can't, don't feel guilty about it. I'd rather you listen to the show than not listen, whether or not you can contribute. But you can do that by going to patreon.com/ndecast. There is also a link to that site on the website, which is neardeathexperiencepodcast.org. You can also contact the podcast by emailing neardeathexperiencepodcast@gmail.com or by calling 970-NDECast. And thank you, all of you, again so much for listening.